Accidentally, we already were talking. We haven't put the recording on, but we continue to talk about wheelchair stuff.
We are in an art fair in Utrecht right now. It's very funny, very interactive. A lot of stimulus going on. We'll keep talking.
Yeah.
In the clown party, you had like gave me awareness to like how people actually see wheelchair folks or handicapped folks in general as fragile. There is a fragility, like I need to baby you, I need to take you to the bar because like, oh my god, you cannot walk in there. It's a sacrilege to make you walk. It's a sacrilege to, can you pick up my key from the ground? Like, of course you can do it, like, maybe we're going to take you a little bit more time, but like, I can, people think that I cannot say that because like, you're fragile. Yeah. And that's funny because I never had this awareness of fragility. Not fragility in a mental sense, it's literally physical fragility. Like, we were talking in the breaks, we were talking about wheelchair breakdance and like wheelchair action sports and stuff. And like, in my humble opinion, I have this fragility mindset. I had awareness when you told me, but I have this fragility. It's not that it's impressive to me to see a person without both legs doing skateboard with the hands. But it's just crazy for me to see how much you can fall down. It's like, it's crazy, like the resilience.
Oh,
the resilience is crazy.
This is actually a nice...
Because like I love skateboard, I love BMX. But I am a little pussy for falling, you know, like, I know how to fall. I do, like, martial arts, sports and rugby and shit. I know how to fall, but I'm not a faller. Not that I don't have resilience, but my resilience lives somewhere else.
But this is interesting.
Like, a wheelchair folk doing wheeling in one wheel. Like, yo, just folk fall off the floor gazillion times, you know, or no, but like...
I learned myself how to fall sideways, because next time a cop grabs my chair, I'll fall sideways, I'm gonna thrash my... and gonna freak out the cop.
Just to make ridiculous the scene, yeah, you're going to fall on purpose like
and,
a clown.
And
like.
Everybody thinks I'm fragile and I'll break, and they will freak out about the cop because he threw me out because I cannot be responsible for
this. God, that's not bullying but that's extremely elaborated. Like, it's not a prank, but that's a finger in the ass of society, like drives.
You were talking about the skater culture, because when I fall in public, I'm always very relieved when there's no people around.
Yeah.
Because people, they keep trying to get me in the chair as fast as possible and fast, and then they're like, oh, let me relax,
as if
it's
you're
fine.
In danger, like.
There's nothing wrong. And a couple of times I was with skaters in a skate thing, I fell, and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Nice.
And they walked up, hey, can you untie my thing? Because I'm kind of stuck. Oh, yeah, sure.
And then they help, like, they're super more easy going.
They just walked away, I thought, yeah, this is nice.
Yeah. It's funny.
Because they know, the person on the ground knows if they really need help. If they're not screaming out in pain.
Of course, yeah, they're not panicking as well.
Yeah, because they fall also. This didn't look like it was a horrible thing.
This is not the first time this guy is falling on the ground. Like, this fool is falling on the ground.
Also, because they fall more often. People who never fall, they think, like, you break every time you fall.
Uh-huh. Because, I don't know, they have the experience of their grandmother that fall on the street going to the bakery.
No,
and never walk again alone. You know,
I think they only fell when they were 12, and now for 20 years they haven't fallen.
Yeah.
And they think it's really horrible and painful and stuff.
Yeah.
And for me, in the wheelchair, I really don't care.
Do you feel your legs? Or
partially? It's worse, because...
You feel the cold, you told me that you feel the cold.
I don't have any nice feelings in my leg.
Okay.
But the pain...
Not even latex feeling, like...
No, the
because I tried the latex kink, and it's a very eccentric feeling on the texture of the skin. One friend of mine in Paris, she spends money on body suits and shit. I was like, yo, explain me the trip of the latex. She passed lube on my arm and my forearm here, where I don't have fur. Yeah. She passed lube on my forearm. She put one layer of latex. She put lube again, and she was playing with the finger very soberly.
Okay.
She was just playing with the finger. I was getting aroused.
Yeah.
Just by the touch, you know, like.
For me, for my left side, I don't feel it when you touch me.
Yeah.
But when you pull out a hair, it's immediately complete pain. There's no in between. It's either pain.
There is no growing pain. It's
yeah.
Like,
so like the cold is. I don't feel anything, or it's ice water. That's like, just the two options I got. So shit. I don't want people touching my left
side. None
of
those feelings are nice. Yeah, or is like nothing, or is like
yeah.
pain. None of those are nice. Shit.
Yeah, so that's
good
really
for tattoos.
No, probably lots of pain.
You have a leg tattoo, yeah? How did you feel?
But that's my right side.
I do tattoos for a living. Yeah. Questioning
about
that.
No, also part of wanting the tattoo was that I want to feel, because I got this nerve pain,
yeah.
and people say this is the worst pain and stuff.
Yeah.
And ever since I got this, I go to the dentist and I say without, because I want to experience how much pain this is, and what kind of pain of it is. And
motherfucker is asking. Take no anesthesia.
And if the pain is nicer or worse,
uh-huh.
and dentist pain is similar to my pain. It's just fucking annoying.
Fuck, mate.
But the level is
like
higher.
Like the drill pain.
The problem with the dentist is that...
The drill pain is crazy. Like.
There's no warning. There's
yeah,
nothing,
yeah, yeah.
nothing highest.
Yeah,
nothing,
yeah, yeah.
nothing
I,
highest.
I know what you mean. Oh, fuck. That's awful.
And in my arm, it's... All the time, so they use 0 to 10, and I say 10 is bullshit because you faint if you got a 10. If you're so much pain as you can imagine, then you faint. You cannot.
Dentist pain is a lot. But it's not the end of the world, but it's a lot.
No,
dentist pain, you know.
Yeah,
like,
and it
is a lot.
It's
a lot.
Yeah, but it's the type of pain that's
and
so
I
annoying.
Get this 0 to 1000, I get this gap.
So I wanted, because I like blunt pain most.
Uh-huh.
Bruises are really nice because they're just this mellow, like it's not a peak, it's like a hill.
Yeah.
So when I fall, I'm like, yeah, that's kind of okay because I got the other pain.
Yeah. You at least get to feel something different, like.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then get distracted and it will go away. And
Do you have piercings?
No.
No. I don't have much experience with piercings, but people are enjoying scarifications when you remove the skin because tattoo I define as a hot burn. It's like if you have like a little laser making burn. It's like falling from the bike, but in 3 hours of constantly falling from bike, you know, it's like a punchy hot burn in my opinion. It's not the end of the world.
Oh yeah.
It's very doable, but it's a hot burn, consistent hot burn that is always there.
So yeah, I wanted to get a tattoo to sense the pain, because the dentist hurts a lot. But when I go to physiotherapy, I'm now... in winter, it hurts more than the dentist.
Yeah.
Every week I go, it hurts more than the dentist. So that's I'm like... Oh.
I used to play rugby when I was younger, back in Brazil. And I have a little fucked up neck from rugby. I had a wrong scrum collision.
Ah, yeah.
I was playing with adults. I was 17, but I always been like bulky. More bulky than right now. Right now I'm super skinny, cyclist mode, you know, like.
Yeah.
But I was bulky and I was playing with adults. The scrum collapsed upwards. And I was basically crucified like Jesus, but like with like someone pressuring my neck. And like I had like some cervical... bad posture.
Ooh.
Slash
yeah.
I sometimes when it's inflamed, when the pain is there, it's the same thing as a bad wire connection. There's like it's the same thing. I'm really receiving stings, constantly stings in here. I cannot work. I need to go to the acupuncture person, you know, in Skidam,
yeah.
to like puncture me up, because shit is gnarly. Like when the things start,
it's so nice when you find something that works.
But right now I learned how to crack correctly my neck, and also my hips were hurting a lot because of cycling. I learned how to hack my body.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also got tricks to not be in pain. I'm most of the time touching my fingertips because that's the only way to make it stop hurting when I touch it myself.
Because it's a terminal pain.
I got a couple of things. I got constant pain, I got touch pain, and I got it's like the, all kinds of shit going on.
Have you ever tried cannabis? Like, but not CBD, like real medicinal
oil. I had THC oil. So I tried a joint once with a friend.
Joint doesn't work much.
And I just got drunk and I didn't like it. It didn't do anything for the pain.
Condition. You need to have the medicinal oil. I don't know if you don't need anything.
Yeah,
you have to put up your pants because we see your nice ass.
Whoa! I hope it's not too hairy.
Damn, it's okay, girl. It's glass.
No, this is really good.
Thanks. We're doing a podcast.
What's a podcast?
Yeah, that's nice. I don't interrupt you.
Amazing, that's nice interaction.
this makes it more like you're alive. You're there and stuff.
Nice.
I don't like this feeling of a tight belt on my belly, I always have my pants too low, and when you sit, you get this view.
I have the same. I don't like my hips stuck, but I put my pants up like a uncle. I put on my tits, you know. Like, I'm always wearing sweatshirt, sweatpants, and then I put like okay. on my tits.
I should find my braces again, because then I can pull up. Yeah. But I was saying the pain of the tattoo was annoying, because I was. People talk about getting in this flow or in this trance, high or something
like that.
Yeah, and I thought, let's see what this thing is. But then you need for a couple of hours or something, and not like half an hour with my tattoo.
This is not LSD, my friend. This is not LSD, you know, like.
No, but the tattoo was more like the dentist. Than other pains, so it wasn't fun.
It was just bad.
The single needle was really annoying.
No, I imagine, because the pain of the tattoo is something that grows. There is a spot that doesn't hurt. Oh my God, I'm not even feeling it. Oh my God, I'm feeling so much. Stop hurting. But as if you don't grow pain, you feel zero to... You're 10% 60% already.
For me, I
imagine the tattoo experience is just hell for you. It's just hell.
No, like. Because it was the right side, so it wasn't hell. It wasn't.
Okay.
My 0 to 10 is that I say when it's below 5, I have to think about it to notice it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a tingle in my hand that's now it's a 4.
Yeah.
Because it's pain, but. I have to think about it to know it's there.
Yeah.
But I also, on the other side, I got a 6 because I feel this all the time without thinking about it. And when it's
a constant headache. Like.
Yeah, and when it's an 8, I need to really focus on doing other stuff to not feel the pain. And when it gets above the 8, I start to speak slow and I cannot do other stuff and I start to fail because my brain is just...
Do you constantly get into 8, like in social context, like... Around people, or you get more into weight, like in your house?
Only physiotherapy. When I get physiotherapy, I constantly talk with them, because I say...
Feedback, like always feedbacking, like...
No, I'm just talking about the weather and stuff, because he knows that when I'm in pain, I slow down.
Okay.
And when I can't find words, he knows I'm in a shitload of pain.
Okay.
And I don't have him to...
Hang on, you're Alina, no?
No, I'm Sue.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We're doing a podcast here. Do you need the chairs?
Sorry?
Do you need the chairs?
No, I'm just getting
this. No, okay, good. So the tattoo was switching between 6 and 7.
Uh-huh.
So the low spots where you just notice it and you can ignore it easily. And the sevens were, this is annoying.
Yeah.
But I never got to the point that I thought my brain is, I have to fully focus on this to not be in pain.
During the tattoo, I need to focus on the pain to not have pain.
Yeah.
The same time I enjoy, but it's hella pain.
Yeah, but it also, I had the side of my lower leg, so it's like a very meaty area and it's less painful.
The ones on my thigh here was really painful. The ones here. In the
I
rib,
hear the ribs.
The ribs is
closer to the bone.
I've done my foot myself. It just was really painful, like to do myself my own foot. That was gnarly, like.
Yeah, I
have
imagine.
I have three designs around my foot. Each foot, they're similar, and each design I took 3 hours, like 3 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours. Like, so I have
I feel
three,
like
six, on 9, 12, 15, I have 18 hours of
pain
my foot. Nice.
About the high, afterwards I realized, oh no, wait, last month I realized, oh wait, I got this high quite often.
Yeah.
Because I'm just in a lot of pain most of the time.
Yeah.
When I'm tired, I didn't have it last night, but two nights ago I had it again, and it's just annoying. I don't want to have this. I think it's weird. People want to get in this high, and I'm like, no, I don't want this. Cause
oh, you're talking about the THC high.
No, it's...
Or the pain high.
The pain high.
Okay, okay.
The
okay.
pain high. I don't want to be in there because I don't feel the pain.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel much of my pain. It's just... I can't fully function because my brain is... I'm just foggy.
It makes sense. Like, you live in this pain that I try to perform on me. You know, like, you live in this pain.
Yeah.
Why do you want to go back in this play? I understand. It's like the cold shower. Some people need these brave acts to yourself to put yourself into some controlled pain for 3 hours to feel a little bit powerful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like... Yeah, fuck. Pain don't make you powerful at all. It just make you stressed, you know.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of energy. That's
yeah, it
the
takes
main
a lot
problem.
Of energy. It really like knocks me for 3 days. You know, like I never had fever, but it's possible to have fever in big pieces. You know, like
yeah, when
and people all go for that pain. They all go for this misery. You know, like people are. Fetishized by misery, or even the people in the like where say like, what do you expect from me fall the when I was the wheelchair falling? Do you expect like misery from a wheelchair folk that like,
yeah, just the, gonna the cry person, there and wait for you to help?
Yeah, so you bravely save. Yeah, like
that.
Really,
I'm still lucky that I got it later age because I know before, but people who are born with chronic pain stuff, they assume everybody has this. It's really horrible. And then if
people simply don't
if you don't have a beard, the medical word doesn't believe you because they say it's it's so weird. Men are always overreacting with their pain.
Yeah.
And then you go to the doctor and you are taken serious for the tiniest crap. And then women are just fully ignored while they're
I had a very attitude boss in the past this year, like from a bike shop. And the only time that a very straight, fucked up kind of man, masculine person, like terrible example, the only time that this kind of fools, because there was another kind of man like that, his friends in the shop that day, he's like 50 years old, he's like an uncle, you know, like. And the only time that ordinary man had empathy towards me when I had like kidney stone. The only time that people really like, yo, I know what you feel, dog. Because men really don't give a single fuck about pain, you know, like people really don't make a little effort.
No,
to understand.
I'm saying
was really only in the
I'm
only
trying to
the
say the
fucking
opposite.
Rock in my bladder. Oh, for real?
Yeah, because people all assume so when I fall I'm afraid of I'm so happy when there's nobody around because then they don't bother me because everybody assumes it's very painful and it's not.
No, I was talking about the chronic pain people.
Oh yeah.
About the chronic
pain.
That
they
because like
just
people
not
don't
serious.
Have empathy for your pain. People
yeah, when
don't
it's
understand
not visible.
Your pain.
And
you're telling my like, yo, my neck is hurting me. The man doctors are like, oh crazy.
Yeah, they don't.
I was more talking about the pain, like I was doing the chronic pain.
Yeah, no, I just earlier I spoke with someone with a heart condition. And the doctor just said, oh yeah, you're feeling tired, yeah, you're just going through puberty, just sit it out.
Paracetamol, worthless, paracetamol.
Got a heart condition here, you got it on your paper. And they just fucking ignore it because...
Deniers, yeah, like deniers.
And I say this because it was not a man who said this. There's a lot of sexism in medical school. I was so surprised how serious they took me, because I'm in a lot more pain now than in the beginning. In the beginning, it was just like, well, it was just annoying. And they already took me serious then.
But do you feel pain every day?
Yeah. Now sorry for 10 years now.
Swimming pool releases the joint thing, like, can you track the source of the thing, like, if pools relaxes, if like...
No, I don't want to talk about this in the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. Something very cool that we were talking during the clown party. I am very much into body modification and all kinds of things, tattoos, stretching your ears, putting like, I don't have stretched ear, but I'm very much into this kind of stuff personally, like scarification
is
and
nice.
Like hooking people up, and I remember that I was showing to you the subdermal implants.
Oh yeah, we're talking about the subdermals. Yeah. I asked the doctor.
And it is so funny because like the artist in me just see aesthetics. Oh, here friend, check this art that I see. Someone put a subdermal implant so they feel like a lizard.
Yeah.
And it was very funny because like you were seeing things with the real eyes, like functioning eyes.
Yeah,
you were like, okay, said my name. Okay, fool. nice about these implants, but this really can be useful for my head.
Yeah, because you showed me like, stuff.
Fuck, yeah, that's really functional.
In stuff. And I thought, hey, I can use this because I'm in... my screw is itching on the inside of my skin,
and it's
annoying. I went to the doctor afterwards, the surgeon, and he said...
They don't know about this stuff.
And he said, oh, that's really nice, but we can also do stuff. And he said, yeah, we can do stuff, but it's surgery, so you have to wait 3 months. And there's always the chance that you infect, and then you get shit, and then you have to replace the thing, and then you have to wait for half a year for a new one. I was like, yeah, okay, never mind.
Do you think the pain can be...
Oh, it's not related to this one.
It's not related. It's not something that flushes out of the entire...
Because
it's in the top of your head, maybe flourishes to the...
No, they're separate.
Okay.
But this is part of my problem that I got nerve pain, and I'm convinced it's a local... nerve that's just being pinched and that makes my hand hurt.
Like
yeah, it's just there's just something broken in my arm. But because I got brain damaged, all specialists say, no, it's in your brain, and they ignore the arm.
Yeah, they're not going to touch the mechanics, like...
And now my physiotherapist
the hardware,
is...
You know, like, they're not going to touch the hardware, you know?
Indeed.
Like, just the software.
Yeah, and they...
And pills don't fix bad rotation of the shoulder. What fix bad rotation of the shoulder is, like, good physio.
But they didn't even want to
like,
talk about the option.
Making more strength, the rotational muscles that you don't have when you pull from the back. And sometimes it's just, like... Because medicine don't fix... Like software thing don't fix hardware things, you know, like there's no pill in this world that...
No, but they also didn't want to talk about it. They didn't want to think about it. They said, no, it's in the brain. Your brain is broken.
It's easier to assume. Yeah.
And I also got Botox in winter because my muscle gets very tense, and then you just put Botox in because this is what Botox is used for.
For real.
To stop muscles from being tense. To be able to flex your muscles. You were not able to do this when you got Botox. But this doctor said, yeah, that makes sense. That you have less pain after you get the Botox. Then it could be related to how tense this muscle is and how the nerve is.
It's physical, it's hardware thing. It's not software, it's hardware.
Now my physiotherapist is stretching my shoulder and it hurts a lot. But
nice.
I already had a fact, like that I woke up and I was in 4 instead of 6. I'm like, woo, what the fuck?
Good luck, mate.
And half of my hand was like 4 for half
nice,
of the day.
Nice,
like, woo, this is the direction I need.
That's nice. That's very nice to hear. I really don't wish to even my enemy to feel in constant pain every day. I swear,
yes,
like
really.
Maybe I wish for my worst enemy to live in terror and like not free-spirited mind, but not in pain. Like, and I don't even wish anything bad to nobody for that to say. It's just figure of speech.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you're a super nice person.
I'm a kind of, I'm like a monk kind of.
Yeah, with lots
I don't
of
even wish these kind of things. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna put more people in my chair.
Nice,
and ask
very
them
nice.
And look for it. Cause,
nice, I will.
It's another 20 minutes.
Nice,
so
yeah, I'm very happy to be part of this podcast. I'm very down to anything inclusive, like accessibility in the cities, because like the city is not for one person, it's for
just
everybody.
So shit that
and
it's
even
car
to get
oriented.
To everybody is so hard, because like, even everybody is not only me and my friends included. There's a lot of fucking everybody's, and you know what I mean. It's so hard to fight for inclusion.
If the city was fully bike accessible, it would already be so much better for me. But it's all focused on cars.
My friends, and we are talking about the Netherlands. Yeah, like if here is not great, oh my god, what the fuck do I do with my life? You know, like. Like according to Brazil, you know, imagine how poor wheelchair folks live in Brazil.
In,
like,
yeah, and they get shit chairs.
They
and
get
stuff,
shit
yeah.
chairs. You need to do your own shit, like do it yourself, like crazy. You know.
I'm gonna
pause. Thank you very much.
End it. Have fun.